The Washington, D.C. football team that just got rid of its name, which was widely considered to be racist and offensive to Native Americans, is just one of many sports teams dealing with that issue. But as residents of my hometown of Champaign-Urbana, Illinois know well, retiring a name and an image doesn't always mean that it will disappear in the long haul. Lee Gaines of Illinois Newsroom reports.
On February 21st, 2007, thousands of people watched as a white man dressed in Native American regalia danced, high-kicked, and jumped across the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign basketball court while a marching band played. He wore a feather headdress and blue, orange, and white face paint. As the performance came to a close, the crowd cheered, and some had tears streaming down their faces.
Chief Illiniwek walks off the court for the last time at the University of Illinois.
The event was meant to be the end of a tradition which dates back to 1926, and it came after decades of calls for the university to retire the race-based mascot. But some traditions don't die easy. Today, 13 years after Chief Illiniwek was officially retired by the U of I, the symbol endures. People dressed like the mascot still pop up at games. There are Facebook groups with thousands of members calling on the university to reinstate the mascot. And merchandise with Chief Illiniwek's image is still sold.
I'm not certain that the university can move beyond Chief Illiniwek anytime soon.
That's Matthew Sakayastua Gilbert. He spent 13 years as an American Indian Studies professor at the U of I and now heads the Department of American Indian Studies at the University of Arizona. Sakayastua Gilbert saw Chief Illiniwek perform at a football game in 2006. A woman next to him asked what he did. Then she asked if he was an Indian.
And I said, I'm Hopi Indian from northeastern Arizona. And I always remember what she told me. She says, why don't you go down there and be the chief? And, you know, and then everything will be okay.
By that time, the chief had become an extremely divisive issue on campus. The university was fighting to retain the mascot while the NCAA was pressuring institutions to get rid of racist Native American imagery. Debbie Reese is a Pueblo Indian who taught at the university at that time. She's an expert in Native American imagery and children's literature. Reese remembers protesting the chief outside football and basketball games.
We would go to silent protests at the games where you do put yourself at risk of being spat upon, of being yelled at, of being cursed at. Those were always very uncomfortable things, but we felt important, so we did them.
Reese says the chief is a misrepresentation of Native people.
The honoring that people say they do with mascots like this is not honoring. It's denigrating. It's demeaning. And it's an insult.
The intent of Chief Illiniwek was always to hold a culture in reverence and encouraging people to learn about it.
Dan Maloney was the last person to officially portray Chief Illiniwek on that University of Illinois basketball court back in February 2007. He was a graduate student then. Maloney says the reverence Chief fans have for the character is one of the reasons it has endured long past its official retirement.
When that's removed, especially when it's such a strong source of inspiration to many, many people over many, many years, it can be tough to move forward.
And many who oppose the chief say the university is to blame for its continued presence because nothing ever replaced it.
It's basically, for a lot of people, still the mascot of the University of Illinois.
That's Vikram Sardana. He graduated from the U of I last year, and he served on a commission intended to heal the Chief Illiniwek divide. Sardana says the university should have created a new mascot years ago.
And I think that the lesson people should take from this is that not acting can make a problem worse than it needs to be. That at some point, you have to rip the bandage off.
A spokesperson for the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign says that administrators are working on a plan to move the campus forward, which will include a process to establish new traditions. But Matthew Sakaya-Stua-Gilbert is skeptical that a new mascot can end the years-long controversy. And he says that's because of all the alumni and fans who still cling to Chief Alinowick.
I think this will continue to be a controversy. This will continue to be a burden on the university, especially the native students who have to deal with this on a daily basis who are enrolled at the university.
Sakaya-Stua-Gilbert says time may prove to be the ultimate solution to the Chief Alinowick problem. As years go by, there will be fewer people who remember when a white man in a feather headdress and face paint danced across the university's basketball courts and football fields at halftime. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Gaines.